Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', violin, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
California. It's 8:04 in Birmingham, Alabama. 9:04 here in ATL. We coming live, baby. It's the hip hop informer, that dude TM. your favorite mentor, America's favorite mentor. Hey, and tonight we have a black-owned company that takes the pain out of dating. The app is called Glance. Glance is the app. So if you go to your Google App Store, iTunes Store, the logo is pink. It has Glance across the top and like a cursive kind of writing. We have the co-founder of that app here tonight to talk about how the app originated and how you could benefit from it. Now, we know everybody's not into online dating, but hey, you know, I believe we're in a season, even though we're in a pandemic, we're in a season where people are still scouting. Is that you? You know, I see you. I see you. You already downloaded the app. We're going to let you do that over there. And we're going to keep the show going over here, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Before I go any further, I'm delighted to have two of my favorite people in the building, at the table, live out of Charlotte. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. What's cracking?
Good morning in the afternoon. What's up?
All is well. On the other side of the ATL is hot chocolate. What's cracking? Mocha chocolate latte. What it do?
Oh, how I miss
you talking,
those
we
greetings.
Can't hear you. Yeah. I was about to say, if you talking,
oh,
we can't.
Oh, how I miss those
what's
greetings. My goodness.
What's
I miss
poppy?
Y'all. How is everyone?
Hey. Doing good. Doing good. Hey, but before we go any further, though, just want to give both of you your flowers during Women's Month, National Women's Month all across the country. For their accomplishments and endeavors. And you two are certainly movers and shakers. So honoring you. And you, we appreciate you all.
Hey.
Thank you. Yeah.
But what's been going on in your worlds? Don't bend down too low.
Just happened here. Don't bend down too far.
Yeah, she was talking to, but she was talking about curtsying up in here. You missed that?
Oh, I missed it.
Oh, yeah, you missed that. Right over.
I'm not sure what direction we were going in when we were talking about bending over, and it just.
She was talking about curtsying, and sometimes.
Okay.
Wore her curtsy in those short dresses up in here.
Classy, not trashy.
Hey, come on, tell us. Classy. Social Lab, TMI Radio, hanging out with Madam CeeLo Boston out of Charlotte. Hot chocolate on the other side of ATL. Y'all know how we do. Hey, we got the co-owner of Glance hanging out with us tonight. They want to take the pain out of dating. It's a new dating app. It's in beta form. So feedback is welcome to help them to get this app to where it needs to be. But it's black-owned, which is always a good thing by way of myself and this crew as we promote positive people doing positive things, real talk, real people, real times. Hey, before we go further, relationships, and so our guest is probably going to join us about a quarter after. So we have a few minutes. Since we're talking about a dating app, have either of you ever done online dating? I have absolutely tried my hand in online dating, but it was about 15 years ago, 10 years ago.
My answer is
I have.
That was a collision. You say you have. You have.
And it was both 15, 20 years ago in the, we'll say, Black Planet-ish time. And
okay.
Here
well, I
recently,
remember Black Planet. I did that.
Yeah. And then here recently, I have tried Bumble and Tinder.
Bumble and Tinder. Ow. Bumble and Tinder. Now, yeah, it's like, ow. Like, ooh. It's like, swipe left.
Right.
Ow. Like,
no,
swipe
right.
Right
if you like them. Swipe left if you don't.
Oh, okay. Which one is that?
Clearly, I'm not on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, clearly I'm not on Tinder, but we see who is. So,
watch yourself now. Don't do that. You're in my business. Don't do that.
Give him your info.
Of the diving board right now. You already out on the diving board. So there's nowhere to go. I'm going to push your ass in the water. So just stand here with us right now. Just stand here with us. So how has the experience been? Because based on what I know about Tinder is really just about getting right to it. So I'm going to ask this just to not get too far in your business. Did it meet your expectations?
I would have to say yes, because I kind of already knew what to expect. Now, you're not incorrect in your statement regarding getting right to it. That definitely can be it. I have swiped left, which is uninterested, again, let's clarify that, on many, many a profile that was, as CeeLo described it, utterly creepy. So, you know, you kind of get the good and the bad, and you definitely have to weed through it. Even what you think is good, you still have to weed through that extra, you know, finally.
So with those profiles that you swipe left to, hold on, because for people who aren't aware, right, I'm intrigued right now. So the fact that you have to swipe left on what you're not interested in, is that just out of a pool of dudes who are available? Or are these dudes who actually came at you who was interested that you're saying no thank you to?
Well, there are two levels to that. The pool concept is yes. When you sign up for the app, of course, you set your profile and filters about, you know, what you're interested in and what you're attracted to. Excuse me. As far as being able to respond to individuals who may like you. With Tinder, it appears, and I haven't been on Tinder for that long, but it looks like you have to pay to see people who like you as well. Like, you can swipe through the pool, but if someone immediately...
It's an upsell. I see Tinder. I like it.
Expectation that you get, and you can pay either a one-time fee or for 6 months or for a year.
Money moves.
And I've got over 100 of those notifications, but I'm not that interested to pay for it.
Right.
Because you get, because you can just get some, you know, saying get some direct without having to pay for it.
Right.
Because you're getting it already.
I mean, you can
swiping right.
That's right. And who's to say that pool that you're paying to see is going to be any more impressive than what you're already looking at? So,
it's just a
gamble that you take.
So, Bumble, you mentioned Bumble. I've never heard of Bumble before. Like, talk about it.
Bumble is similar to Tinder, but the concept to that is that the females make the first move. So the concept is still the same as far as you setting your profile and your filters for what you're interested in, who you're interested in. But and it's still it's a swipe left and right concept for like or don't like. But if there's a match, there's something that pops up that gives you the ability to send them a little instant message right then.
Very, very interesting. Folks, if you just tuned in, we are having a conversation about online dating because our special guest tonight is the co-founder of a new app that's called Glance. If you've had an experience with online dating that you can actually talk about, because Gina Hot Chocolate was just talking about Tinder and Bumble, which are two apps that she currently uses. I mean, we all are familiar with Black Planet. I remember Black Planet back in the day. I might have had, you know, about two or three different accounts on Black Planet, if I recollect correctly. I understand. Yeah. But I've not done any Tinder swiping to the left or to the right. If you want to talk about it, hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. You are in tune to the Talk Radio Show. See him hiding live, see him hiding live, Talk Radio Show. Now, CeeLo, I don't know if you said that you had done online dating or had not done any online dating.
Had not done any online dating.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So
even
you always
when I did Black Planet, even when I was on Black Planet, though, I still didn't meet anybody up there like that. Like, I wasn't that active, but I had an account.
So you were just really hanging out.
Yeah, and just being in the music groups and stuff like that. But not to meet anybody. This app right here was it was creepy for me. just fill out straight up. It was. I felt like they were all being watched.
So talk about the before we actually get into it, let's go back a little bit. What about the online relationship experience was not interesting.
I mean, because people online can be whoever they want to be, and just because you're being genuine doesn't mean that they're being genuine.
True. I mean, so that's in real life as well. That's not just online.
Right. And I am skeptical of people, and I can talk to anybody, but that doesn't mean that I want to talk to them. That's why I'm asking the question
because you absolutely will talk to anybody, and I know that even online, you have done things online. So for me, what's the difference between Facebook, and let's say, outside of the sexual encounter that's possible, but what's the difference between Facebook and Bumble?
Because I don't talk to anybody I don't know.
It's your Facebook is your network.
Right.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, it's your safety net.
Anybody that's ever contacted me on Facebook, it had to be in a business aspect or there was no conversation to be had. Yeah, so if I didn't meet them face to face, there was no dating.
I get it.
So that's why I never went online. I'm not familiar with. I'm familiar with Tinder because it's a pretty popular platform. I've heard plenty of people say, they met people up there, but. Me personally, no, I've never tried to fill it out before today. Yeah. Brand new.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in tune to the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio, and we are talking about online dating. You've heard a couple of perspectives on dating online, with an interest, right, via Tinder and Bumble, and actually you just heard Madam Boston give her perspective, right? I mean, she's too suspicious of people, places, and things to just want to, you know, sign up for an online experience. Tonight, we are talking to the co-founder of the app Glance, a Black-owned company that wants to take the pain out of social dating. And with us here tonight is Mr. Marcus Smith. Mr. Smith, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for stopping past the Social Lab.
Hi there. How are you? Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, doing well, bro. We've been having a interesting conversation here, you know, about online dating. We have two, you know, dynamic women who we want to honor because of Women's Month, first and foremost, along with all the other queens out there in the nation. But we were talking about relationships. And, you know, during a previous conversation, Madam Boston actually said, it's COVID. Like, who wants to, who's looking for, nope, and what she said, I don't want to misquote her. What she said was, nobody wants to be in a relationship. Nobody's looking for somebody during a pandemic. I said, not true, right?
Not true.
Actually, COVID has separated high-energy people from low-energy people is what I told her. And what I'm thinking is, right, this is the perfect time to be looking for some substantial people in your life. And so, Mr. Smith, talk to us about Glance. How did it come about as a co-founder, and what are you looking to achieve? Welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for giving me the time. And thank you so much, queens who are in the room who are, you know, speaking your piece about the dating experience. Like you said, my name is Marcus Smith. I have had a dating experience when it comes to meeting people out in public and using dating apps. I am not a dating app person, I would say. The thing that made me kind of upset about it was the endless texting that would happen, the profiles that often were fluffed up to use a lack of a better word, you know, to kind of sell yourself to this other person. And also catfishing was something that I encountered every now and then. And so with me, it actually came about when I was overseas. I was in Spain for work. And I was walking through this museum, and I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, I looked over. I said, oh, I saw somebody attractive. And I was like, I should go say something. But me being the introvert that I am, I did not. And that opportunity passed me by. And so I was like, let me go on the apps real quick and see, you know. And again, I was in Spain. I do speak Spanish, not that well, but it was impossible to make that moment happen again. And so I was like, there should be a way out there to be able to just to, you see someone, you can ping them, boom, you know. And if they respond, then by pinging you back, then you guys could chat a little bit and meet. And I was like, that would be really cool if something like that would happen. Then all these moments that I miss all the time would, I wouldn't have to live with regret. I actually had a friend who called me the other day, and he was like, I did it again, man. And I was like, what do you mean? What happened? And he was like, I was at the store, and there was this girl I was talking, like looking at. We were making eyes at each other and everything like that. And then I left and went and sat in the car. And I was like, what? But the thing is that I've talked to a lot of people, a lot of introverted people like myself, shy people, or even people who just in the moment they just can't strike up the courage to go make something happen, and they live with regret about it. You know, my life could have changed is what he was saying. I could have been married, but all this stuff. So he was getting very up in arms about it. And so then
I think we all can relate to that, man. I think we all can relate.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Continue.
Exactly.
Continue.
Just missed opportunities, you know. And so then I was like, I need to do something about this. And I'm an entrepreneur at heart. And so I got to work. I do UX, UI design, and I have a great team that I work with. And we just got together and we said, how can we make this happen? And then the, you know, it took a couple months, a couple trial runs with folks. But then we came out with Glance. And it's very simple, and it has all the pieces that I would love to have in an app and all the pieces that I don't want in an app, meaning like it doesn't have the pieces that I don't want in the app. So it has no profiles in it. So there's no catfishing. Texting is timed because everything's in person. And it's very simple to use. Very simple. It's a bit, maybe takes about 2 minutes to sign up for it. So in a nutshell, the way it works is if you see somebody within 50 feet of you that you think is attractive, but you might be too shy to approach, you can send a ping to their phone if they have the app. If they ping you back, you'll be put in a chat room. You can chat for 5 minutes. The chat will disappear after that, and then you have to meet in person. And so that also eliminates fear of rejection, which is the number one reason why people don't approach people. In fact, 61% of people who are on dating apps right now would rather meet someone in person, but they have this fear of rejection. So, Glance.
Yeah.
And it's available now on Apple and Android.
Yeah, no. Thanks for giving us the total rundown on that, man, because, you know, I think the fear
Sorry,
of rejection
talked.
Is real.
I'm being totally
honest when I say that and genuine. I think the fear of rejection is a serious thing for a lot of people because, I mean, in the it's just fear, period, right?
Exactly.
So any kind
it's
of tool that can help you. It's also what? I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry.
It's classified as a social anxiety disorder is what that fear is. It's lack of self-confidence. And so there's actually studies that have been done on it and the amount of people that have it right now. And people are going through a lot of you know, they're getting mental health experts to work with them to be able to overcome this and hopefully be more social and not, you know, be so sheltered and be more introverted. So it's actually something that it's bigger than just the dating space. It feeds into building confidence, you know, when you're at work or building confidence when you have to do public speaking. So Glance is just kind of a way to take that first step to curing yourself of this, of social anxiety disorder, you know. So there's a bigger goal to it as well. And I know that I want to be able to help a lot of my fellow introverts and shy people to get over that, you know.
It's in a beta form right now. Help people to understand what beta form actually means as you are continuing to develop and evolve the app.
So, excuse me. So it's available everywhere right now, but we're trying to find a critical mass, meaning in one of our larger metropolitan areas, London, Dallas, New York, to be able to see what it how it works within a large group of people. Right now we have that happening in overseas in India and in Delhi. It's growing pretty rapidly. Like just in the month of February, we got 1,000 users. And so we're trying to get that same trend to happen here in the States. And so that's why I'm so thankful that you're giving me the opportunity to be able to tell people about it, and hopefully they can download and be able to help us get the feedback that we need to improve it. You know, make it more inclusive if it needs to be. Right now, it works on with any person in society, so it's very LGBTQ friendly, as well as for straight folks that are out there. But we just are trying to find that critical mass so that we can, you know, really see how people interact and be able to see if it works.
Well,
anyway.
Now, what made you choose the proximity between 50 feet and 250 feet? Like, I know there was a science behind that.
So I have seen it happen where people are driving down the street, and, you know, you may look over in another car, and then you see someone, you go, hey, you guys have a little bit of a moment at that stoplight. You would love to say something. They turn the corner and go home, you know. So it just gives you a little bit more time to be able to send that ping out, you know. Because once you send the ping, they have it, and then they can keep going or whatever. But, like, once they move past the 250 feet mark, they're gone. So you can still pop
missed
that ping out real quick, and then you guys are connected. And so that's what people were telling me about. And the thing is that there's a lot of I guess when people hear about the first time, they automatically associate it with bars and clubs and things like that, because that's what we're used to before the pandemic.
Right.
Was. That's how we holler at people, I think. But with this, it's just at the grocery store. I can't tell you how many times it's been like, I wish I had more confidence to do this right now, you know, at the gym especially, you know, at the airport. It's like just normal everyday places where you wouldn't really expect to find that one there. But it happens, and you go, I didn't make my move. And it was like something out of a movie. You know how they do those things where it's like you bump into one another like, oh, I dropped my coffee, something like that.
Right.
And it's those type of movie moments that, especially from the females that we have spoken with about it and got their opinions, it's a lot about getting that movie moment. And so that's what we're hoping to bring about right now.
Well, let's talk about the user experience. It's 9:30 where I am here in the ATL. It is 8:30 in Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest tonight, Mr. Marcus Smith. He's co-owner of the new dating app, The Glance. You're in tune to the social
talk radio show.
But before we get into the user experience, Marcus, are there investment opportunities around the app? Or are you looking for investors?
We're always looking to speak with people who might want to get involved in helping shape this. So, yeah, we are definitely taking on, not necessarily taking on investors at the moment, but we are taking on, you know, prospects for it because we're just trying to see where we land. But absolutely in the near future, in the next couple of months, we're definitely, if we grow as much as we are, we're definitely going to want to bring people on.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've just tuned into the show, our guest tonight is co-founder of the app Glance. They are looking to launch in major markets all around the world. He mentioned the UK. He mentioned major markets here in the United States. But Marcus, if someone is trying to help you to kickstart in their market, how can they reach you? Run down your contact information.
Awesome. You can always reach us on our Instagram, the_glance_app. If you want to email us, we are at weglanceapp@gmail.com. So that's weglanceapp@gmail.com. Or even go to our website. So it's www.theglanceapp.com. Pretty simple, and you can reach us directly there.
When did you actually launch the project?
So we did a very soft launch, and just to for our own sake, to get it into the Apple Store and the Google Play Store in late September. Then we fixed it up, made it much better, much more user-friendly, much more inclusive in early January. So it's only been out for, like, available for about 2.5 months, 3 months.
Okay.
Brand new. It's brand new.
Brand new.
How many updates have taken? How many updates have you done in 2.5 months?
I would say
constant, that you're constantly updating. It's constantly evolving.
Probably about 15, 16. Like every time we go, nope, we got to finish this. We got to fix this. Got to make this more easier. Got to update servers. It's a process. It's a fun process, definitely, but it's just making sure that everybody's experience is great and the same. So one person's not, missing out on any type of updates that we have going on, or, especially having different phones, Android and Apple, making sure that they have similar experiences. So
Feedback? Are you doing focus groups, or are you getting the feedback directly through the app?
We've done both. So we've done focus in LA right now, but also I go back and forth from Phoenix. So I have a couple focus groups in Phoenix that I work with, a couple here in LA who love it. There's a lot of people that I speak with on Instagram, especially who are in the dating space, and I say, hey, what are your thoughts about this? And they give their feedback, which is always helpful, always great. But now we really want to see what, the people, the average person who says, hey, I'm done with these other dating apps that aren't serving me the way I need to be served, because I want to meet someone in person. I want to be able to have that attraction, that, you know, that flutter of a heart, or the butterflies and all that stuff that happens, or that electricity when you see somebody in person. I want to be able to have that. And when I see it, I don't want that moment to go away. So that's what we really want to see in those moments, at the store, at the gym, at the coffee shop, at the dog park, those things where you wouldn't expect to necessarily have these things. But we also want to get people, you know, who we want them to start thinking that, yes, it can happen when we go here. I don't need to go to the bar all the time. So those average folks who are out there who just want love, you know, just want some companionship. And you guys were talking about COVID before, and I know so many people in this that are just lonely, and are definitely lonely, know that lonely. The only place to go is the store, you know. The only place to go is, you know, to pick up that coffee, and that's the highlight of my day sometimes. I'm getting bragged
well,
right
clearly,
now, so that is what I'm going to do.
Some folks are on Tinder and Bumble, bro. Like, everybody ain't, you know, lonely.
Oh, yeah, of course. People out there doing it, but there is a lot more caution when it comes to seeing somebody out or going to meet them. You still have to be that 6 feet away, you know. So
it's
definitely a distance.
6 feet,
you know. Exactly. People are still out there doing their thing, but dramatic, exponentially different than it was before the pandemic. So this is a great tool for that. For a social distance meeting up, you know, meeting in person. That's why we call it the social distance dating app. That's what we call it, rather than the social dating app.
Marcus, what would you say to women who flat out think that apps like this and online dating is just creepy? And I think, you know, in a world that we live in today, I mean, when you think about just the social unrest and everything, right? I mean, safety is really top-notch. Safety should be priority for women. I know it's a priority for women in my life, you know what I'm saying? So for women who just think that, you know, miss me with this, it's kind of creepy. What do you say to them?
I've had that conversation with several women before. the thing is with this app, we definitely put safety first. And so we added a lot more features at the same time, especially to for women that may feel that this is creepy and unsafe. In the same way you would get into an Uber, but the person you don't know, you know that they have different safety precautions. So I that's one thing I say to people. I say, hey, you get into an Uber, knowing that the driver has an Uber app, you know, and that you have the Uber app. So this isn't a ping to just somebody's random phone.
Great point.
You know, you don't have guys just being like, hey, they can ping you. You have to have the app for one. So that will let them know, oh, this person is open to being approached, you know, through the phone digitally. Also, if you have somebody that is constantly pinging you, which, you know, may happen within a rare occurrence, you can now block people. So, if you are looking at the app, if any of your listeners are there and they download and they're taking a look at it, so there's something we call the glance chain. And so the glance chain basically shows you the profiles, pictures. There's no profiles, but just the pic of those who are in your area who also have the app that fits your preferences. And so if you see, hey, this person, I don't want them looking at me, you can click the X and block them, and they won't have any access to you at all. And in the same way, you have to match this person in order to be able to have them chat with you or, you know, even, quote-unquote, approach you through the app. So there's blocking that's in there. You guys have to match in order to make that happen. And, and you can block folks as well. So the thing is that I kind of compare it to just any of the – if you have the app, that means that you're open to somebody approaching you. If you don't have the app, you don't need to worry about it. Also, there are two modes in the app. So there's a bold mode and there's a light mode. So in the bold mode, that allows you to see the profile pictures of people next to you and allows them to see your profile pics. But if you're like, you know, I'm going to be a little shy about it, maybe you're at work and you don't want people knowing what your preferences are, or you don't want, you know, your boss might see you on there either way, and you don't want that to happen, you can always do it anonymously. So that means once you hit like, hey, you're going to throw a glance out there, anybody who fits your preferences will get a notification that says somebody's looking at you. you know, and you go, okay, but again, you have to fit their preferences and they have to fit yours. So these are the random people. These are the preferences that you choose, meaning you choose the type of person you want to meet, male, female, non-binary, whatever you want to do there. Your age range is there and that distance. So there's three different levels of vetting, I guess you could say, of who's going to be talking to you. So not anybody random.
And when you're looking at this, go ahead.
No, I'm basically done. So basically, you can throw an anonymous ping out there. Somebody who fits your preferences and you fit theirs will catch it, and then they can ping you back, and you guys can have a little exchange back and forth where you say, hey, I'm over here, I'm wearing this hat. And you say, hey, I'm over here, I'm wearing this dress. And you say, okay, you can narrow it down a little bit. It's kind of a little flirty back and forth thing that can happen, but it also keeps you both anonymous until you feel free to share your profile pic, and then you can start the chat for 5 minutes.
I was just going to say, in preparation for the show, I downloaded the app and input my information, or was attempting to input my information, and found a few bugs that I worked out, you know, was able to get past. So
please,
I was just thinking about, in the development of the app, do you have equal users, Android and iPhone, because I still get a lot of jokes for being an Android user, and I know, you know, our numbers are doing that quickly. They're pulling us over to the dark side in droves. So that was just my question as far as the development.
Come on over.
Nope.
But we are equally than both Apple and Android, and we definitely appreciate any feedback you have. If you signed up, you should have gotten a welcome email from us. So, So if you want to, please respond to that. support@theglansapp.com is what the email is, and send over any feedback that you have, because we're always looking to improve and make it the best experience for you and your friends and whoever's using it.
I will do that. I cannot say that I am still interested in Bumble or Tinder. I haven't used Bumble in quite a while. Tinder, I do still have a profile, and it's dormant because I haven't swiped in a while, but it's still there.
Uh-huh.
So I'm interested to see what benefit your app would have.
Where are you located?
Together. I'm in the metro Atlanta area.
Oh, you're in Atlanta. Oh, so many people in Atlanta, yes. So I want you to just keep the app on your phone for right now, but then just go to anywhere you normally go in the day and just think about, you know, the connections that could be happening there that a lot of people don't. So when you walk into a store, it's going to be like, instead of saying, I'm just going to get bread, I'm just going to get milk, you say, maybe I'll find who I'm looking for here today. Maybe there are possibilities there. And just you putting yourself in that space will let you see the more benefit in using this app rather than the other ones, in my opinion.
Okay.
And so I think that's mindset. I think that's good perspective, right? Because it's a mindset shift. And I want to go back to something that, you know, you mentioned, a little while ago. You talked about social anxiety. And how it's a real thing, and how, you know, this type of tool, because that's what I see this as, it's a tool, right? This kind of tool can boost your confidence, but you have to be willing and you have to be ready to put yourself in the right situation, right? So it's like, now you have a tool, how are you going to use the tool? I think you really painted a great picture for how you just explained it to Hot Chocolate. I mean, but again, we have to put ourselves, it goes back to confidence, right? You have to put yourself in a position to be confident enough to respond, because you can see the person. You can ping the person. The person might even ping you back. Then what? Are you going to run out of the damn store because you don't have the confidence? Like, you still got to be ready for the situation, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. This is just a stepping stone to get to empower you, or whatever user, to empower you to be able to say, I can step out of my comfort zone and actually take a chance to, you know, find romance, to find love. But this is just saying, I can breathe just a little easier knowing that this person does like me and I don't have to see it in the moment, and that doesn't have to be public where they say, no, I have a girlfriend, no, I have a boyfriend, that type of thing.
Right. So they don't
so
teach them that.
It's a tool. Yeah,
it's a tool.
Absolutely.
To empower.
Go ahead,
mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I said, right, because if you ping somebody and they don't ping you back, then you know that they're not interested.
Exactly, or they don't have the app.
Right.
They're just waiting to get it. But you just know, okay, I actually took a chance, though. You just
right.
hitting that button
right.
is a step forward. I know when I did it the first time and had somebody actually respond to it, I was like, wow. I took a little bit of a breath, and I was like, okay, my heart doesn't have to beat as fast. Cause
right.
I said, okay. Right. And now the next time I do it, I go, you know what, bing, they don't like me, whatever. Or if they're busy, or if they've got a girlfriend, then you go, you know, it doesn't bother me as much. I don't go back to my car
yeah.
and regret it and
right.
pace outside and hope that we'll run into each other maybe again sometime. But I made I took my chance. Maybe it worked out, maybe it didn't, but at least I did that.
Yeah, and it was organic, right? You're able
exactly.
to shoot your shot in a way that's not awkward. You know, it's organic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, folks, listen, if you don't have this tool, what I like about it is it's in beta form, which means that it's in development. You can help to provide feedback. You can help to evolve this particular tool. But the main
exactly.
thing is if you have an issue with your confidence, this is a tool to help you to have organic relationships, boost your confidence, be more social, shelter less, get out, do something, safely, of course, 6 feet, of course,
mm-hmm.
even in a
yeah.
pandemic. Even in a pandemic.
Off,
you're in tune to the Social Lab, T. Muhammad Radio. If you got questions you want to chime in tonight, hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Our guest tonight, co-founder of the Glance app, Marcus Smith. Hit us up. It's a Social Lab.
Talk Radio Show.
Madam Boston, you have anxiety
yeah.
when it comes to talking to people that you don't know. After learning what you've learned tonight about the Glance app, has this boosted your confidence to at least, you know, want to use the tool?
Well, being that I'm not in the dating pool as this,
if you were,
time.
Of course, you have a warm body
if I was,
laying next to you every night. I'm not trying to
yeah.
get you in trouble. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
But if your warm body was not laying there, if that warm body was not there, would
right.
you be willing to use it based on what you know now?
Based on what I know now, I am a little more open to trying it. Yes.
That is a step in the right direction dealing with that social anxiety disorder. See, steps. It's baby steps. It's just like Uber would say. I never got into an Uber until a friend was like, it's the best thing to do, and I got an Uber, and now I take them everywhere without a second thought. And so that's what we're trying to go is make it not a second thought that you say, hey, I'm in the moment, I can just do this, and that will save this experience for me to be able to
yeah,
find that one.
Yeah, and I think
one.
your Uber analogy was a great analogy at the top of the show. And ladies and gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
if you are just joining us or you joined us halfway through, go back to the top of the show. I know there's a post that says for the people that's in L.A. That the show airs at 9 p.m. This show will still air for you at 9 p.m. We're early out here in the East. So when you go to listen to the show live, unfortunately, it will be pre-recorded for you out in L.A., but we still love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Download the damn app. That's all
Thank you
need to do. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in. But bro, I mean, again, black-owned. Now, I got to put it out there because it's a lot of fraud and a lot of fake news out there. Now, are we using a black-owned, like, label and, you know, 49% is Caucasian? Like, help us understand what black-owned is. Is it 100% black-owned? You know, we like to get all in the business because clearly when I promote things, we go all out. Tell us.
Yeah, it is 100% black-owned. So, yeah, that's basically all. It's just literally I work with different teams who are out there to help build it, but it is 100% black-owned. You know, all the money came from yeah. So at this point.
Good to know.
Yes. So it's not later.
I say congratulations.
We pride ourselves. Thank you so much.
You should have the pride, bro. You mentioned earlier that you work with a dynamic design team. And I know that anything dealing with an app, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to build apps today. There's some easy ways and there's some right ways because doing it easy is not going to help you long term, right, if you really understand design. And so, you know, I congratulate you on the concept of really providing a solution. You know, I mean, a lot of people can complain about stuff all day long, but they don't have no solutions. And so, you know, if there's a problem, try to provide a fix to the problem. And so I commend you on trying to for not only providing a solution to your own issue of anxiety, but you've helped and will help a lot of other people build their confidence who have anxiety today. I mean, proof positive right here. Madam Boston is suspicious of her mama. You know, so if she's suspicious of her mama, you know, we don't stand a chance. And the fact that, you know, you were able to get some buy-in from her just through education, I think that's what it's about. It's about, like, being authentic, not trying to hide behind, you know, what's not working right? Just being honest with people, letting them know what you're trying to get done, and just being upfront. Right, I mean,
exactly.
And
we pride
go for it, bro.
Sorry. Oh, I was saying we pride ourselves in the fact that we are a humble group of people. There are a lot of entrepreneurs out there who tend to get very defensive when it comes to, you know, feedback. But we don't have the goal in mind, and that's just to help people, and you know, help myself as well because this is something that I would 100% use, and if I would 100% use it, I know that a lot of other people would. At the same time, I wanted to mention that we've had focus groups and talks with people in the LGBT community, especially those who are trans, who have very difficult time, you know, finding, you know, somebody who they would enjoy, you know, romantically and who they could build a long relationship with, and that's because of the fear of, will this person discriminate against me? Does this person like me? Is this person, you know, offended by me being here? That type of thing. So there's been a lot of positive feedback that we've gotten for having an app like this out there, especially for those folks in that community. And so, again, we just want to make it completely inclusive. You know, it's 2021. We want everybody to just find love out here, and again, when it comes to feedback, we are humble, we are thankful for it, we beg for it. Please give us feedback so we can make it, you know, to end this pain point that people have, you know.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. Hot Chocolate needs you to quickly put a few hundred men in 200 feet of her ASAP. She says there's not enough people on the damn app where she is. And so, you know, she just needs you to level up real quick. I'm not trying to speak to you, Hot Chocolate, but, you know.
So we have some, a lot of stuff going out this weekend to folks here in LA and also ATL. So be ready for that. So hopefully we'll see a big surge of people who are going to be on it. Also spread the word, you know.
No, absolutely. Hey, We support the effort, man. I think, you know, the team have certainly helped to lean in and have a great conversation. I think the point about the updates are extremely important. And I think people mm-hmm. providing feedback so that you know in real time, you know, about bugs and things like that, you know, so that the user experience can be dynamic. And because when people's experiences are dynamic, they automatically share, right? And that's mm-hmm. how, you know, things go viral and blow up overnight. I mean, simply by the right people sharing. And so,
exactly.
Hey, we appreciate you for coming past tonight, man. I mean, our audience is
so
certainly aware. No, absolutely mm-hmm. aware at this point. I heard about the app hanging out with LME Tucci on Clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, Clubhouse, you know, is which
great.
Is one of my favorite people right now, right? I mean, the Clubhouse app is one of the my favorite places to hang out right now. So anything we can do to promote positive people doing positive things, we are on it all day. Family, any other questions, concerns before we get out of here?
I didn't have any more to say because I'm glad that you took the step, though, to fix a problem that other apps just probably didn't even think of in the point of, like, it being within. That's why I asked about, like, the footage, like, what made you think of that, like, because it did make me think of, like, being in a grocery store or being out in public or being, like, at a mall or something, you know. So, and that was just going through the steps of setting it up. So I got to the point of where you were going with it.
That's making – I'm smiling from ear to ear just hearing that. Just, I'm glad that people's mindsets are changing. They're saying, you know, it can happen anywhere. It
yeah.
can happen anywhere. You know, with wearing a mask even, you know, walk out of the house, go, I'm wearing my worst outfit, but it can happen, you know.
Right.
So that's what some people are thinking.
Yeah. Give yourself a chance, ladies and gentlemen. You know, what you think about, you bring about. You know, we're living in a
True.
Time where we have to move different. You know, yeah, we're in the midst of a pandemic, but we can't stop living. We just have to do things a little differently. We have to do things smarter. Right, not necessarily harder. So you have to use tools and technology to leverage the things that you're going after. But you have to make up your mind, right? I mean, there's a lot of lonely people out here, but this is my belief. A lot of people are lonely because they want to be lonely. You got to make steps. You got to take action. You know, it's not like, you know, Alakazam, Alakazoo, and somebody's going to show up in front of you. No, that's not how it happens. You can
right.
you can use the Glance app, right? When you go
Thank
to the grocery
you, yeah.
store, when you go to Walmart, you know, when you go to your mama house, right? Somebody in the neighborhood might be on the app. There might be somebody you don't want to see on the app. Consider that, too, now. There's a downside to it, right? So you might want to upgrade. What's that? Is that the bold view, bro? What did you say? What's that upgrade?
Everything is free right now. So it's either you have autonomy to be able to, if you want to, today I want to just have my pick out there for people in my area to see. On another day, you could be like, you know, I'm just going to be go light. I'm going to be anonymous right now and just throw a ping to people who fit my preferences and have me fit theirs as well. So everything's free. You can choose either one. You know, it's up to you. The power's in your hands.
Hey, it's the Glance app, everybody. Hey, bro, thanks for dropping in. You're welcome to come
Thank
back,
you,
talk
you,
to
you.
Us in a few months when your audience has grown, you know, talk about how it has evolved. And, again, we appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, we
oh,
are back
one
on
thing.
Monday.
Sorry, real quick. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Real quick,
I wanted to say real quick. So we are we do work with influencers and businesses, too, to promote right on our homepage. We have this we're able to throw up a graphic of your business or of your influencer page, and we can take audience members right to it, or those users to it. So definitely want to throw you on
there. We got to go, bro. We got to go.
Cool,
we're
no
back
problem,
on
no problem.
Monday, 9 p.m., ladies and gentlemen. We have – Everyone love pearly whites. If your teeth are not where they need to be, listen, everyone loves pearly whites. We got the hookup Monday, 9 p.m. This is Social Lab, T. Muhammad Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.